Ba-booba. I'm sorry, I needed to do something different. It's Thursday. I'm Wendy Snyder. That's Bill Leff. I'm getting sick of the days of the week. It's like wearing the days of the week underpants. It was fun for like a week.
For a few weeks, and then you
One week.
Yeah.
Then, the Thursdays aren't clean, and it's Thursday, I'll wear Sunday, and then you get completely screwed up.
That's why I go with Looney Tunes characters over days of the week. And yes, today is Roadrunner Thursday.
It's all meep.
Meep.
God.
Meep. Hi, I'm Bill, and that's Wendy, and that's kind of all you need to know. This is the stream. Welcome to it. We're thrilled that you're listening. Do your kids play Fortnite?
They don't like to admit it. They do. They're not as into it as a lot of kids are.
There's people who are way into it. It's become their life.
Yeah.
Playing this game. And I have to confess, before I read you this story about a guy who's a little too into Fortnite, I don't know what the game entails. What happens in Fortnite? What is the gist of the game? You've seen the boys play it, obviously, at some point, right?
No, I don't. I don't really
There's
pay attention.
There's castles, right?
I don't really
Are you
know.
Are you a dragon slayer in this or that sort of thing?
I don't think so.
No? I thought that's what it was.
I could be wrong. I think it's just...
Anytime I hear anyone use the word Fortnite, it's in a medieval setting. We rarely, today, I wouldn't go, Wendy, I have to go, but I will see you in a Fortnite.
It's a bright, brash, multiplayer shooter game.
Yeah. Taking place when, though? Not in medieval times?
It's Battle Royale. It's hidden around, it's an island. Yeah, no, it's not.
It isn't?
No, I mean, there's...
Why is it called Fortnite?
Hot virtual girls in, like, camo pants and tight tank tops.
Mm-hmm.
In short, it's a mass online brawl.
Yeah.
Where 100 players leap out of a flying bus onto a small island and then fight each other until only one is left.
Oh.
Now, see, that sounds fun.
It's interesting.
I'm sorry, it does.
Yeah.
Hidden
yeah.
around the island are weapons and items, including rifles, traps, and grenade launchers, and players must arm themselves while exploring the landscape and buildings. 125 million players worldwide, more than.
What?
I know.
Really?
It's crazy.
And it's the same principle as those Jennifer Lawrence movies, right? Where it's an island and a certain amount of people are
Hunger
there.
Games?
And the only way, yeah, Hunger Games.
I never saw
it's
it.
It's kind of like that, where kill or be killed.
Yeah, it's I guess like, that
it's
is
like,
it.
It's like Chicago radio.
It's a post-apocalyptic Earth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's my favorite version of Earth.
I'm
the
telling you.
Post-apocalyptic version of Earth.
The more I read about it... Fortnite was originally released in July 2017. It actually started out as a four-player co-op survival game set on a post-apocalyptic Earth. Players had to build shelters, defend themselves against the zombies. I have seen zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they changed it to 100 players against
became
each
so
other.
It became so popular that they had to juice it up and add more weapons.
Sounds
and
pretty
more...
fun.
I guess it does. All right, so listen, here's the story. Here's the reason I bring it up. This is out of USA Today, comma.
Thanks for the pause.
Well, anytime anyone says it, it always sounds awkward. There's no way to make it not sound awkward.
So
I should say
it.
From the latest issue of USA Today, right?
No, is not as much fun.
USA Today Squared?
Nope.
I'll figure it out. A New York man, aged 45, is charged with threatening an 11-year-old all over a game of Fortnite. The 45-year-old New York man was arrested for sending threatening messages to an 11-year-old after losing in the video game. The 45-year-old was arrested after he... it said it twice for some reason.
How
just like
threatening?
USA Today. Oh, it gets pretty...
Okay, because...
You'll see.
Because you can chat with other players.
I know, but wait until you hear what this guy did and said.
And he's 45?
Yeah, he's a grown man playing against an 11-year-old.
I doubt it.
I don't know if it mentions whether or not he's married, but your version of him has him unmarried somehow?
Yeah, he's 45 years old, and he's getting all bent out of shape because an 11-year-old took him down.
Him on a fake island. According to the Suffolk County Police Department, the child said he was receiving threatening text messages and online voice messages on his Xbox from somebody that he beat in the game Fortnite. Michael Aliperti of Huntington, New York, is accused of threatening to shoot the 11-year-old, possibly at school.
Okay, that's bad.
I think it's a little bit bad.
Aliperti, I could see trash talking a little in an email.
Right.
Or no, an instant message. That's pretty bad.
That's very bad. Aliperti faces a second-degree aggravated harassment charge and a charge of acting in a manner to injure a child, according to police. Stuart Cameron, chief of the Suffolk County Police Department, said that Aliperti was introduced to the 11-year-old by other kids playing the game, and they had been playing Fortnite over the course of several months. Now, as a quick side note, one of my best friends told me the story about his son, who also plays not Fortnite, but another online game where you're playing against
people. I think
they're
all like that now.
They all are, right? Although, for some reason, like I got a PlayStation 4 for Christmas, and it gives me the option to do that. I can play games against other people, and I play mostly the sports games. I don't and pinball, but I don't need to play pinball against some guy in another part of the country.
You're not a teenage boy.
No, I'm not.
That doesn't go out
and
because
do you know how much it hurts to hear somebody say it to me directly?
I know, I'm sorry. You act like it, but you're
like
not.
I act like it, but I'm not. Right. But he said, he goes, my son loves these games, but I don't want him playing against guys who are potentially like this guy who loses his mind because he lost a video game. Parents should be cautioned, said Cameron during the news conference. You have no idea unless you know exactly who's on the other end of the game, who the people are playing. Since launching just over a year ago, Fortnite has become a massive hit for video game publisher Epic Games. The game's signature mode is Battle Royale, where 100 players descend on an island. This is what you had described, and a battle, and then they battle until one player is left standing. Now, on the news last night, I saw this. Joe Donlan did this story last night on the WGN news.
With Micah Matera, I was watching.
She was right next to him during this.
And Tom Skilling still not in the frame. Why does he do that?
I'll tell you, Joe, when you play this game, you got to make sure that the weather conditions are just right because a squall will come and knock everybody off the island. Joe Donlan said that this guy mentioned in the posts to this kid. Now, forgive me for not knowing this, but I don't know this. Is there a dialogue box where you type stuff?
Yeah, you can make comments to the people playing.
They don't hear each other, right? It's all by way of a message.
If you have a headset, some of these people talk to each other, too.
Right. So this guy, who's 45, was telling the 11-year-old that he knows where he goes to school, and he's going to show up at his school and shoot him.
Okay, first of all, I don't think that's true, because, I mean, unless... could put your location in, or maybe someone said, hey, where do you go to school? I've told my kids don't offer any information.
No. But you could see where a guy of 45 could convince an 11-year-old he could manipulate this kid enough to where the kid goes, oh, no, I don't know what I said, but somehow this guy knows where I go to school.
Yeah, that would be
really
scary.
Could really mess you up. Yeah.
All right, that's not fair or right. There should be an age limit.
I don't know how they would possibly enforce that, but...
Because your account, you have to sign in with your account.
Yeah, but how easy is that to falsify? You could put anything you wanted in the account, right? There's no way to verify that, is there?
I guess not.
I don't think there is. But maybe, all right, this would be my suggestion, but again, it's a suggestion that would fall on deaf ears because there's no way to do this. You have to play against people in your age bracket.
Again, how do you...
There's no way to do that because you could say you're whatever you wanted to say.
You do that every day. You tell people you're a teenager.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
There's got to be a way to do it.
But how scared would you be if you were an 11-year-old and you're playing this game and then all of a sudden some guy says, by the way, I'm so upset about you beating me that good luck at school tomorrow because I'm going to show up and end you. That'd be awful.
So how did they find this guy?
I can't figure that out. The story doesn't really go into detail.
Well, the kid probably reported, told his mom or dad, hey, this guy has threatened me. Here's his screen name, and then you can check with Xbox or whatever.
That's what I was going to ask. So let's say this happened to you or to me. Does Xbox care? Like, is there a number you call? Because, I mean, you're playing it on their platform, but they're not really, I mean, they're a vessel for their game.
Well, first of all, if they called, and I'm sure they care. They don't want any violence.
But I don't know what they can do.
The person's screen name, so you can go to Xbox Live and see...
Oh, who's got the account.
Yeah, or if you can't see that information, you could Then I think you get Xbox involved. You say, I was just threatened by this screen name. You know, perhaps you should look into this and suspend him or something. Because kids do get suspended from it.
But then wouldn't you, if you're the suspended party, wouldn't you just sign on? Wouldn't you create a new account? It's easy to just create a new account, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's no, I don't know how you can police
something. I don't know how
like
that
this.
Works, but they do have IP addresses of your computer.
They do.
You have to put a credit card in there unless you just purchase one of those prepaid cards.
Oh.
So, you know, the name would have to match.
Right. So what do you think will happen to this guy? He's 45 years old, Michael Aliperti. He lives in Huntington, New York.
And they found him.
Yeah, they found him.
And what charges are what is he up for?
He's accused of second-degree aggravated harassment and acting in the manner to injure a child.
He's not going to go to jail.
If the 11-year-old wasn't 11, let's say the 11-year-old was almost the same age as this guy, then you got nothing, right? The only crime is that it's a grown-up threatening a kid, but if it was a kid threatening a kid or a grown-up threatening a grown-up, you just go, well, that's part of the game.
I'm telling you, they can reach out to the Xbox or whatever system it's on, and they will suspend the person's account. You can get suspended for like 30 days.
Oh. Well, but even that's a small price to pay. Let's say it really messed this kid up. Like, he doesn't want to go to school the next day. He's like, some guy I met playing Fortnite wants to kill me. He knows where I go to school. 30 days is a small price to pay.
I don't know if a kid would be that scared these days. I probably shouldn't say that, but I mean,
they'd be savvy to the fact that it's next to impossible to trace them.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot more bravado going on.
Maybe.
Like, you know, oh, really? You're going to take me down?
Right. How?
Good
How
luck, old man.
Mention where I go to school. Let me see you do that. That would prove that you didn't really know.
I just feel like these kids are a little more savvy than we give them credit, even at 11. Although it would scare me.
Yeah.
I would never play again. I would change my screen name.
That's right. That's probably the next best thing to do. Although I imagine you don't come across this every day, a guy who's this insane about the game.
Not at that age.
But I bet if you asked your boys about the people they play with, it probably
gets heated.
It's probably very intense for a lot of these players, right?
I would imagine. And it's funny because there's a whole thing and there are YouTube channels where you just watch somebody play video games.
I don't get it at all.
And so sometimes Dylan wants me to watch. Here, Mom, watch this. He got the new Superman game and he wanted me to see the graphics.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, Mom, watch me play. I said, you know what? That's really not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just want to show you something. And it's, this whole video game thing, it doesn't even look like a video game anymore. It looks like I'm watching a Spider-Man movie.
Right, I know.
I don't want to go back to like the old Mario games, the old ones where it's like they hop to move. I don't need that, but it's like I'm watching a movie.
But I always think like if I were you, I would look at it for a minute to go, wow, those graphics are sensational. But then like I know people who will watch other people play video games and you just go, really? Is that fun?
You know, because you brought this up to me and I looked into that. There are these giant venues. I don't know if it's Japan or what.
Asia is such a big deal. And it's starting to happen more here.
Like, you go to see the tennis tournament that's in town or whatever.
Yeah, the Laver Cup?
Yes. And these people go to watch people playing games. I just don't get it.
I'm going to bring in some old tapes of me playing Frogger and Zaxxon. And if people want to watch them online, that's fine. I got hundreds of hours of me playing Zaxxon and Defender, Frogger.
I almost can see you looking up on YouTube somebody playing the new Spider-Man game, maybe because you want tips.
As a tutorial.
Yes.
Yeah, then I kind of get it. But who's the guy who's on some magazine? There's some sports magazine that always has, like, whoever their cover boy is a star NFL player or basketball player, and this month it's a video gamer. It's the first time they've had a cover boy be...
Like Sports Illustrated?
It's not Sports Illustrated, but it's, like, second tier to Sports Illustrated. It's, like, another sports magazine where, you know, they're always
Boys
profiling...
Life?
I don't think it's Boys Life. I'll call my friend Goofus and ask him if he remembers. Is that from Highlights?
Yes.
Yeah. They never did a Goofus and Gallant movie. Huge mistake.
I'm shocked they
People
haven't.
People want to see Goofus and Gallant in movie form.
Like HM.
Yeah. I'll look it up during the break. I'll get you the name of the magazine. But some magazine it was a big deal a couple of days ago that for the first time ever, their cover boy isn't a famous hockey
That's
player,
weird.
Basketball player, track star. He's a video gamer, and everyone's like, "Is that
but
is
Sports that a, Weekly?"
Oh, maybe
ESPN, Motor Trend, Field and Stream.
I think it might be ESPN magazine. Maybe it's not Field and Stream because they only do fishing, right?
Right. So does Bassmaster.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, there are kids but that can get scholarships for this now, Bill.
I know that, but are you an at like I don't know. I guess look up what athlete means. But when I think of athlete, even if you were the best video game player in the world, I don't know that you would qualify as an athlete, would you?
Yeah.
Really, yeah?
Well, I don't know, because now I looked up athletes.
Athlete, you physically have to do something.
A person who is proficient in sports and other forms of physical exercise.
Is that physical exercise?
No, but there are kids that aren't athletes and they need something to excel at.
I
so I'm 100%
that.
For this, but you're right. That's not the right term.
Right.
But it is a sporting event.
I'm not sure it is. And I play video games.
There's competition. I mean, I don't know what category it would fall
throw
under.
It under. Oh, boy. I would call it gaming, which they do. That's how it's acceptable. That's the acceptable term for
right.
it, is gaming. But I'm not sure it's a sport, even if the games you're playing are sports, right?
Yeah.
Like the NHL games
right.
from EA.
You're not an athlete.
I get one, but that doesn't make me an athlete.
Right, or a hockey player, yeah.
Right.
Because you are an athlete. But I like that there are different things, because it's like, you know, my kids were just not into sports,
right.
which, again, Jimmy Mack and I could not understand, because AYSO is the first thing you put your kid in, the youth soccer. It's volunteer, and,
yeah.
you know, we were shocked that they weren't into it. Like, mm-hmm. Dylan was sort of, Michael, eh.
Right.
They did Little League, but their hearts weren't in it,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, what do you do if you're not an athlete? One got into music, one mm-hmm. Wants to be a director. But other than that, like, there's nothing else. So I kind of like this.
I like it too, but I'm not sure.
Well, who called them an athlete?
Well, whoever decided to put this kid on the cover of the magazine, because it's a magazine that's devoted to
sports.
So, like I said, I don't know if this qualifies. I mean, believe me, it's a skill and a talent.
You're a
stickler. If this guy is the best video gamer in the world today, good for him. But I don't know if that counts as a sport or being an athlete. I'm not sure. But I always say that about golf and auto racing too. Golf is kind of a sport, I guess, but auto racing, I drive a car.
Not at speeds like that with the precision they have. Yeah. There's no way.
Bowling?
It's a sport, isn't it?
Yes.
You keep score?
Yes.
It doesn't have to have complete physical activity in order. There's not one sport that's better than another.
Right.
It's the one you're into.
Right. All right. Yeah, I guess so. All right.
I mean, badminton's a sport.
Badminton is a sport. The most grueling of all sports.
Skateboarding.
The best survive.
Skateboarding to me is fun. It's not really a sport.
So are the guys that are skateboarders, your skater boys, as we call them.
B-O-I.
Yes.
We're like grandma and grandpa
That's
doing the show today.
Your Avril Lavigne types.
Yeah.
Your skater boys, B-O-I's. Are those athlete boys or are those not athlete boys? I said, hey, skater boy, I'll see you later, boy. Here I go quoting Avril Lavigne. I told myself this wouldn't happen, Wendy, but it is. Are they athletes? Or are they punks?
Punkleets? Yes. Let's go with that. Are gamers considered athletes? If you don't think pro gamers are athletes, consider this. Optic Gaming, based in the Chicago area, is one of the best-known esports teams in the world. So they're e-athletes.
That's a better term. I would accept that. E-athletes.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that farm game called?
Oh, God.
What's that called?
I can't think of it.
Are those
Farmville?
Farmville. So are those players EIEIO athletes? I say yes.
I'd agree with you.
Let's take a quick break. Judy Pilak, Wendy.
No.
Yes.
She's not here.
I saw her in the producer's booth.
I was told something different.
I was also told something different, but then all of a sudden I look up and the miracle that is Judy Pilak.
All right.
All right, so she'll give you the news and then there's more show. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, we're on the stream. Judy Pilak is in fact here, but actually she will be talking to us after the news, which is being performed by...
Is Steve Ruzanich going to perform the news today?
Yes.
This is an idea that I kept thinking would be golden. I can't wait to see him perform it.
Thank you, Steve Grzanich. Very sweet of you to fill in for Judy Pilak.
Did he perform the news beautifully?
Shut up.
I thought he did.
Judy Pilak had an emergency to tend to, so she was unable, we thought, to come in and do the news. You're
here. I got
here
right 2 minutes ago.
Right, so you didn't have time to perform your news.
I thought you guys would want to know what happened.
Yes.
First of all, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Right. Lucky is fine.
Your dog's
okay. Which is why I can laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he fell out the car window on Roosevelt Road yesterday.
He shouldn't have been
while I was driving.
Yeah, I've told you this before.
Now,
dogs
I want
are
you
not
to think
supposed
about
to drive,
that.
Judy.
I am driving down Roosevelt Road going at least 35 miles an hour, maybe, because it has just been paved.
Was he on a leash?
No.
Why?
He was out the window like he normally is.
Why do you let a dog
because
lean out the window?
He needs air.
Dogs love
he
to
loves
do that.
It.
I know they love to do that, but
it's
you also hold on to the other side of the leash and keep them back.
Okay,
so
that would be a good idea, now that I think about it, to just put him on the leash and adhere it to something.
Mm-hmm. Or just kind of, hold it to make sure.
Well, I was driving.
Put masking
tape on.
So
what I did was
They make doggy seatbelts for that reason.
I have a doggy basket that even lifts him up higher, which
that makes it more dangerous.
I won't be using that anymore. But I put the seats down. So, because I've been getting a lot
SUV.
Of Halloween stuff. Yeah, I have a Pilot, a Honda Pilot. So I put the back and the middle seats down. So it's just this whole big area that's great
a little
for him.
Play yard.
Yes, but it's higher, of mm-hmm. course, than the seat.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been good. But I have noticed in the past few days, he usually sets his front paws on the armrest and looks out. And I mean, he loves it. He sticks his head out. He's little. Well, he got weighed today at the vet, 14 pounds. So I don't know what happened. I didn't even have it open as much as I normally do.
Did you hit a bump?
No.
You didn't?
So I'm driving, 9:30 last night, picking my daughter up from work. And I hear like what sounds like, you know, a scuffle.
Right. The claws on the window.
He's trying to claw his way back in, you know, trying to stop himself. And I kind of look over. I'm like, lucky. Oh! No one's there. He's gone. Just gone. I couldn't believe it.
No.
I was literally...
And there's traffic on Roosevelt Road.
Roosevelt Road is a major yeah. road.
And you were going how fast?
It's at least 30, 35 miles
oh,
an hour.
You shouldn't have a
man.
Dog.
Wow.
What are you, the DDFS?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I immediately pulled over into a restaurant parking lot. Thank God there was one there. And, you know, I just jumped out of the car. Doors are open. And I ran.
Did you remember to put it in park?
Yes. But my biggest fear was, besides
was
that hopefully he's not dead right now, is
yeah.
that he was going to get hit by a
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
And I see him standing kind of on the road, but then he goes right to the sidewalk because he's such a good dog.
Yeah.
And he's very lucky. And then I'm like, lucky. And my legs
What's
were
the dog's
like
name again,
jelly.
Judy? Let's review.
Lucky.
Lucky the dog.
The doctors today were saying how lucky he is.
Well,
because really, here's what
named.
Happened. Abrasions.
Didn't they reprimand you?
It was an accident, Wendy. Why are you pointing your finger at me?
Because I can't believe a vet wouldn't say, you know, you need to have him leave.
In
because
the future.
They didn't. They never know. Nothing like that. They just
really?
Said, wow, he's lucky.
He is lucky.
Yeah, because.
Changed his name to Very Lucky.
Very Lucky. I think that people should name their children what they want them to be now.
Doctor. I have one son who's a doctor.
And lawyer. You're
lawyer.
Some lawyers,
yes. Right.
Yeah.
And maybe lucky.
Yeah.
You are lucky.
When he made eye contact with you, did he look at you like,
okay,
hey, do you know what you just did
yeah,
to me?
Here's the worst
baby.
Part. I was already mad at him because I came home and he had peed on one of my little rugs.
I hope Judy's never mad at me.
So I was, he knew.
Need a ride home?
And you know
sure,
what?
Judy, I'll take a ride
How
home.
Funny is this? I always take him with to pick up my daughter. Always.
Yeah.
But to that last night, I said, no, because I was mad still because he had peed on the carpet,
yeah.
which was ridiculous. He didn't need to.
Right.
So I said, no, you're not coming. Because when he hears the phone ring, when she calls me, he knows and he goes to the door. I'm like, nope. And then at the last second, I was like, all right, come on, get in.
Come on in. I'll give you
a ride.
But
you'll
never forget.
You know, I am like, this is
why I wanted to tell you guys, because I knew you'd make me laugh.
Well,
and not feel so bad.
I know you do, and I'm so glad he's okay. And I'm kidding. You should have a dog. I mean, people change that to
I do have a dog.
I know.
Still.
Your dog should
wear a parachute every time.
But there are people who have pickup trucks who leave their dogs back there.
Right.
And I'm here's the difference. I am a worrywart. You are not. My husband's probably in the middle of us, so he'll let the dog lean out the window, but the window's up enough so he can't fall
out. Well, now I know.
I hope.
And yeah, and he's a smallish dog, so I should have realized once he got that momentum out, he's top heavy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened because he would never jump out.
Right.
Because
it was an accident. He
won't jump down. We have to pick him up and pick
right.
him down. He will not jump on the seat. It's almost too high for him.
Right.
So there's no way
that
he's
was
jumping.
An accident.
It was a total accident. So when I'm calling him, oh my gosh, lucky, 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 I just kept saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And on the sidewalk, he was kind of scrunching toward me because he was afraid.
Like
he had done something wrong.
Yeah.
He knew I was already
ashamed.
Mad.
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm the alpha female, you know, in the house. So he's
glomming. She's the big dog.
I'm the big dog. Right. So I was like, oh. And he, you know, like he was bleeding, but not only when I touched it. So he has a little wound on his little mouth.
Yeah.
So he fell on one side. That's what I'm thinking.
That's a tall drop for a little dog.
And I was moving at 35 miles an hour.
Is this a stunt dog?
I don't think if this were me and I fell out of your car, I would have been killed. Easily.
But what about, there were no cars behind you?
I would have laid there until a car ran over me because I would have been like, this is the end.
Yeah.
There were no cars behind you?
That is why he's
lucky.
There were cars in the distance, but no, nothing behind me. And the fact that he just got off the street, he went onto the side, and there was a sidewalk there. A lot of times you can't even do that.
Right.
And so then when I picked him up, I could, you know, when I was, so it's his mouth, his, under one of his front paws, he has and not even a gash, it was like an abrasion more.
Really?
Road rash, that's what it is.
Right, they've just paved the road, thank goodness. And then on his hind leg, he's got...
Well, unless they paved it with sponge, it's not really going to make that big of a difference if it did.
It's like a trampoline, I saw him, he just jumped right up.
If they pave your roads with cotton balls,
but
then you're
nothing's
in good shape.
No, and I almost think it was better that he landed on his side than his...
Oh,
because
definitely.
He's got short little legs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a half chihuahua, half terrier, but he's little, so I think he could have broken something.
How did when he landed? I'm surprised he wasn't in shock.
How did I get here?
He was smart enough to go to the sidewalk.
He was in shock for an hour. He was in shock. That's why I was worried that he fell on his head. But I mean, he was coherent. You know, obviously he was looking around. His eyes were open, and he did come to me.
Somebody get me a dog lawyer quick.
I swear, he's going to get treats for
a long time.
So we got
home. Was this before you got your daughter?
So she's waiting across the street. And I'm like, oh my God, did you see what happened?
So she's witnessing this?
No, I said, Lucky fell out the window. And she was like, come on. Swear to God.
She didn't believe you?
You're lying. I said, did you not? She goes, I did see you pull over because my car was all open. And, you know, I'm like, and she didn't kind of witness it. No, she must not have been paying attention.
How many seatbelts did she put on?
I told her to hold the dog in your lap. That's what I said.
Mom, go home. I'll just take an Uber.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll walk blindfolded backwards home. I don't need you to race.
And I can only imagine what you were going through when you realized
he's
out of the car.
Yeah, when I realized that, my legs were, it's weird because, and I'm glad I reacted because I've told you before, I'm not a reactor when a disaster happens. So I did pull over, jump right out and go. But yeah, I was so like, and then the stench. I don't know if it was.
I feel like the stench of fear, Wendy.
I think it smelled like pee, but also something else. He smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And I think it was fear and just who knows what else, because we gave him a bath right when we got home.
It could be also his body scraping against the surface.
Yeah,
and stuff.
The road doesn't smell very good.
It smelled a little bit like tar. And
tar? Yeah.
He was smoking a little bit. His fur, no.
He shouldn't drive or smoke. You're a bad mom.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You
so,
poor thing. And
I know. And
obviously, him, poor thing, too. But I know that you didn't mean for this to happen.
I did not. I did nothing. I just drove him in a car, and he fell out.
Do you think next time it's time to go for a car ride, he'll be a little apprehensive?
Well, I had to take him today to the vet. So then I did wait. I'm like, well, you know what? He's walking. He actually even, you know, he seemed okay. He went to
you
the bath.
You didn't take him last night?
No, it was 10 o'clock now. He seemed okay. By the time we got home, she seemed a little bit shaken up.
From what, Jude?
But he was walking. My fear was something was broken. Or internal injuries.
Or brain injuries.
Yeah, right. Well, that would fall
You know how it. You have to watch somebody for a concussion for several right. hours after something? Didn't you keep an eye on him?
I had a plan. No, I did. You know what? I woke him up. So he sleeps with me. I did wake him up several times when I thought he wasn't breathing.
Yeah.
It's like when
wake
the kids
up.
Were babies.
You gotta go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I just shook him a little bit, so then he woke up. He was fine. He ate this morning. But
oh, well, that's a good sign.
I just said to myself, I better take him in because if something down the road happens, then it'll be bad. Then people will look at me like, Wendy is kind of now. And they will be like, what is wrong with you? How do you not take a dog that fell out of a window of a moving car to the vet? So I took him in.
Well, it's so much more money if you go overnight, and there's usually not one that close to you. There might be one close to you. Morton Arboretum has a 24-hour one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he Park
I certainly
tree?
Would have.
Not the Morton. I don't know where it is, but it's near there.
Yeah, we have one. I certainly would have taken him in.
Minute
but
clinic.
I felt like... Even today, I was, I go, you know, I don't think he needs to go in. He's
really?
Got some, they're just abrasions. I cleaned it off.
Is
I gave him a bath.
Up?
No. They shaved the areas, though, the two areas.
How embarrassing.
So they
and
could
they
clean
put,
the wounds.
When they put stuff on, and then he has to wear that dumb thing around his head.
The cone of shame.
Yeah.
He's a terrier, so he sniffs. That's what he does. His nose is always to the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So you can imagine, he can't move with the cones going,
It keeps banging into things.
It's hilarious. We already took it off. I said to Kelly, just take him for a walk because I had to drop him back off and get to work. And then she, of course, texted me, I can't get the cone back on.
Oh, no.
I said, so now you have to watch him every second.
Yeah, because he's going
to
chew on his stitches
and lick
stuff.
It. Yeah. And then I've got to give him all these pills, these antibiotics. So $150 later, ka-ching.
As a side note, how is your dog sitting service going? Has it been going good?
We don't have very many clients.
Ones that don't fall out the window.
So you know what I do? I always
people ask you. I want you to be a dog sitter, but a quick question: you haven't had any dogs fall out the window of a car recently, have you?
You know,
you
I go
recently.
Anyone I talk to, I'm like, I am a new dog owner. I've never had a dog. So I, of course, said to the
imagine
doctor immediately.
If you were driving behind you. You said it was low traffic, but
my
it,
God.
If I was driving behind her and I saw this dog fall out and I hit your dog, I would never forgive you.
Oh.
I know. Now, the good thing was it was very dark, and he's blonde.
All right.
Because when
see,
I looked,
have a black dog.
Yeah,
you
when I
have
turned around and looked, I saw him. I mean, it's not like I couldn't see him. That was my... So, but it means something. Because that would have been horrible if I didn't know where he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I
couldn't just turn immediately. I had to turn in the first
How
driveway.
Far did you go?
It really was not... It was maybe 30 feet.
3 miles.
30
feet.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I wanted a Coke at McDonald's, so I pulled in there. Because I was parched.
Yeah.
Because I was screaming so much. Oh my God.
It takes a lot out of you.
That is like the universal thing. I don't know if it's for all women, but I do that too. It's like, oh my God. I don't know if you do that.
No.
I totally do that. I feel so bad for you.
I feel worse now. I shouldn't have told you because you're making me feel bad.
No.
He's fine.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. And I was teasing you when I said you shouldn't have a dog. This was not, you know, if you threw him out the window, I would say, Judy, you shouldn't have a dog.
That's what I was saying to myself last night as I was wide awake watching him, his stomach go up and down, so I knew he was breathing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, I'm going to have to get the shovel out and bury him in the yard and not tell anyone. Anyway.
No, wait. How would you handle, let's say it didn't go well and the dog didn't make it, that Lucky was unlucky. How would you address this to your kids? What would you tell them?
Yeah, okay, so first of all, it's my daughter's dog.
Yeah.
That I take care of, basically.
So you'd
have
to just say the dog ran away.
Well, and that was the other thing. I just even addressing what happened. So I texted. So, you know, my one son's in L.A., my other son's in Iowa.
Yeah.
And then my ex-husband, who loves that dog for some weird reason, I felt the need to also, I put them all in a text. I said, hey, funny thing happened.
Right. You'll never believe what happened
And when
to me.
You text those words, they don't look good.
Yeah.
No.
Lucky fell out the car window as I was driving on Roosevelt Road. I mean, you know, one son wrote back, Jesus.
What,
the other
Judy,
one.
What sort of emoji do you use when you text that message to somebody?
It's the ones where...
crying?
I just snorted there. I wish there was an emoji for that. The crying one, like, ha ha ha, isn't that funny?
Isn't that crazy?
And everyone was texting back like, oh my, I'm going to pick Kaylee up for from now on, first of all.
To read those words, though, would seem like she must be joking. Dogs don't just fall out of windows,
and
ever.
And the son in L.A. was at some mixer, animation mixer at a bar somewhere. He's like, you're really putting a damper on my night here. How is
that's
he?
That's what happens in cartoons. What? So that he'd be the one son that go, no, I'm fine. I'm at an animation festival. I get it. Wow.
No, I had to keep texting. He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. Everything's good. I sent some pictures. He seemed okay.
Yeah.
He was kind of lethargic this morning.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I kept saying. He's fine tonight.
You think
but
he had
nightmares
about this?
No, but I think, you know how when you have an accident,
sore.
The next day you're so sore.
Yeah.
He was just lethargic today and still moving well, though. So
it was traumatic and it was painful.
Right.
So,
and I think maybe the pain's now a little
bit. But no signs of nightmares like during the night where you watch him?
No, you know what? He completely passed out last night. That's where I was a little bit worried.
Well,
because sometimes when you have head injuries, you don't wake up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how he fell. My feeling is he fell on his head and scraped his side.
At 35
See,
miles
I would
an
have
hour.
Taken him just because
he
I'm a worrywart.
He is a stunt dog.
He is.
Think about it.
You know who you might want to avoid for the next couple of weeks is Steve Dale. If I were you, I would not want the wrath of Steve Dale.
Steve
Kuzanich
did my headlines. He was a hat because he was
He's
so
a dog
worried.
Lover
He's a
too.
Total dog lover. So
I'm surprised
I have to go update
main
him.
Story.
When dogs are sound asleep and they're dreaming, it looks like they're running, chasing a
or
rabbit.
They
Your
a
dog
bit.
Was rolled in a ball.
Holding his paws over his head.
Why does she hate me so much? Bloop, 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 bloop. Is she going to stop or go to McDonald's?
So the vet gave him a complete clean bill of health?
Yes.
I mean, no head injuries? Did they do x-rays or anything?
I don't know if I mentioned that the car was moving. I may have just
said
he said, fell out the window.
Oh, my God.
But, you know,
That's a big difference.
They said, wow, he's really lucky. They were worried about internal injuries, they said, because a lot of times when that happens, because I guess it's happened before.
A lot of times when it happens?
Well, they said in many cases.
The four times that it's ever happened?
They said that they could, like, you could have lung and kidney injuries because your
spleen.
That would be horrible.
And he's little. He's really a little dog.
Yeah.
Not much padding on him.
No. He's skinny and, he's not at all fat. So, but everything's fine. Lucky is one lucky dog. And I'm lucky to have him. And lucky to have you guys as friends. Okay,
yes.
I gotta go.
I'm so glad this turned out well because
this
really
could have been ugly.
This really could have.
Right. Yeah.
You would have felt
so for
bad.
Our listeners, because I see dogs out windows all the time. They are big dogs.
You see them leaning out windows, not falling out of windows.
Exactly.
A huge difference.
In a perfect world, I like to have the window all the way down. And if I do, then I'm driving, which is probably not good either, is one hand is holding on to the leash, just kind of keeping him. So you don't want to give too much leash because then if he jumps out and the leash is connected, you'll choke him.
Exactly. I'm thinking about that. If
I just hold
him
back
a
little.
And he had fallen
out
because I was driving, that would have been kind of a disaster too. I think I may have let go of the leash.
Right.
I could have run over him. It was the best
how
scenario.
How awful would that have
been?
Oh
my God. I think from now on, I just am never going to have that window down more
all the
than
way.
He
yeah.
can get out. So he can never get out.
Right.
And like I told you, he is not some dumb dog who's like, I'm jumping. He will not jump down off. You know, he's got little legs. It's hard for him to jump on my bed even. And so he never he never jumps off the car seat ever to get down because he can't. It's too far for him.
I wonder if he'll behave differently now in any potential jumping situation.
But you know what? I took him today to the vet and he wanted that window open. He was he was up on the window.
Well, that explains it. He's just trying to get away from you. He's trying to jump to his death.
And I kind of opened it up. Please let me go.
Don't save me this time.
Judy, if this happens a lot more often, I would figure out the fact that
if he gets up and runs the other way, I'll know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was obviously this time looking for me.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh,
he was like,
scared.
Where are you? Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Maybe it's so traumatized that he's kind of forgot about it. That happens too sometimes.
Sure.
He blocked it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I've blocked out pretty much every one of my childbirths, so.
But you didn't do that from a window of a car.
Yes, she did.
You did?
She dropped the babies down.
Wow.
It's a coming.
That's unusual. Judy, thanks. We're glad the story
had a happy
ending. Wasn't
in a bathtub or anything.
No,
but
of course not.
All right.
So
bye-bye.
Glad the story
had a happy ending. Yes, thank
That's
you.
Good. All right. We'll close things off next.
Poor Judy.
It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. And that is where we get the phrase, doggone, Wendy.
Too soon.
When this day started, I didn't anticipate anything like what just happened. Did you? It's impossible.
No. I'm just mad at my dog, Kona, because he ate the back of one of our remotes. And that's so irritating.
Well,
so,
if you're mad at him, send him on a trip with Judy and see what happens.
Auntie Judy will be taking you for a ride tonight.
Sure she will. All right, that's it for today's show. Now, tomorrow, everybody, don't panic, but there will be no bonus hour tomorrow.
Right, we can't seem to figure out where we can't get back here in time to do it.
Right.
Basically.
We're going to do a couple hours over at Cork and Cleaver.
Carrie
will be there. Nice
Cork to see and
him.
Carrie.
Cork and Carrie. There used to be a restaurant called Cork and Cleaver. Do you remember that place?
No.
That's where we'll be at Cork and Cleaver in 1973. Come on out, everybody.
We'll be
Cork
there.
Cork and Carrie by White Sox Park.
Yeah, it's like a couple blocks from Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah.
And Ed Farmer will be on with us and numerous other things.
Lots of surprises.
To us,
all
too.
All of us, to everybody. Judy's dog will be on. Mary Vandeveld's friend Charlie Cubis will be with us.
I'll see if I can find Leah Branch-Schmidto.
Oreo Lucas said he might show up. That'll be fun.
What about the Smooth Brothers? Or
The Motion Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny and Bobby Motion will be out there.
Johnny Smooth was someone I dated in high school. Sorry, I got that mixed up. My imaginary boyfriend.
Right. So, all right. So that's it for today. Have a great weekend. If you don't show up, we'll see you on Monday. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.